Joining us now, he's the VP of Operations of Input. Jason Kleindienst joins us. Jason, what's going on this morning?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm doing all right. How's everybody doing here?
We're doing good. I'm down in Florida, so it's nice and warm down here. It's a little bit more dicey up there in the Charlotte area, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. But I'm ready to hit some putts. I mean, Tiger had 25 in his first round and then not so much good on the second round. I'm ready to hit some putts here with this surprisingly and wonderfully analog program.
Yeah, so Jason, take us through basically the concept of Input. Obviously, we're on the radio, so we got to be a little bit more descriptive, but it seems like this is an opportunity for people to kind of get back to the simple, get back to the basics, and use something that was going to help them putt a lot better.
Sure. First off, we understand that, putting doesn't have to be complicated, and if we're going to use a training aid that's going to help us, we need to not complicate it or overly complicate it. So the presentation of the Input is very simple, straightforward, yet completely comprehensive. You can't get better than having instant feedback anytime you need it.
Yeah, so kind of give everybody a feel for when they get this product, what are they getting, and then we'll get into how we use it and what we need to do with it.
Sure. So to get your Input, you're going to go to our website, which is also going to have loads of information, also how-to videos and plenty of pictures and SAM Putt Lab results to show you exactly what you're going to be doing, exactly what your results are going to be. But basically, when you order your Input, you're going to get a box with an Input, a 7-foot string, and a couple tees, and a brochure with written instructions on exactly how to use it.
All right, so when we put this thing down, we got to find a flat spot on the green, roughly about 6 feet from the hole, and put the string out. Now, kind of give everybody a feel. The string's got to go to the left of the hole, obviously, because the thing is the Input is going to be aligned left of the hole, on the flat side. But then you want to, kind of take me through it from there. We got the string set up.
Sure.
We've got everything in place. Then what do we do?
Sure. So the way the Input works, you actually place it on the ground in front of your feet, and on the front edge of the Input, which is away from you, you'll rest the heel of your putter against that surface. Now, on top of the Input, there is a long, straight, etched line, and that line is going to coincide with the orange string that you stretch out from the hole. The line is going to be positioned to the hole depending on whether you're left-handed or right-handed. If you're right-handed, it's going to be on the left side of the hole. If you're left-handed, it's going to be on the right side of the hole. So when you're on a nice flat putting surface like you described, you're going to stretch that string all the way back. You're going to place your Input in front of your feet underneath that string, lining up with the line on top of the Input. And then you're going to adjust your stance to the ball that's sitting where the ball indicator is on top of the Input. And you're just going to practice a couple strokes and set a ball down and go ahead and hit it. And you're going to watch your ball go in the hole every time.
Now, when we look at this, I mean, the thing that I said at the beginning about it being very analog, I mean, there's so much stuff going on with digital feedback and filming and all of that. And sometimes, especially for, golfers who want to keep it simple, stupid, it's overwhelming. This is very effective in part because it's kind of dummy proof, right? I mean, it's hard to do this wrong, and I would say it's hard to use it
absolutely.
And not get better, right?
Right, and it doesn't matter if you're the golfer training with it or if you're the golf instructor or a professional trainer. When you look at the top of the Input, you're going to see lines that are engraved into the top that show you perfectly square to your target. So throughout your stroke, you can see, am I opening my face? Am I closing my face? Is my club wobbling behind it? Am I staying against the surface? You get instant feedback as to exactly what you're doing. And more times than not, if you're paying attention, if your ball is going in the hole, the instant that you hit it, you don't have to wait for it to get to the cup.
So Jason, when you start using this, I mean, obviously, if you hit putts and they're not going in, then you know that you're either the input is aligned wrong or there's a little bit of break. You know, and it does talk about when you do the backstroke. I mean, there's lines on this on the input. So what are these lines, the notches, telling me about backswing and through swing? What ultimately are we trying to accomplish when we use this?
Okay, so the input promotes a slight inside to a slight outside stroke. And as I mentioned before, the lines on the top of the input, they are square to the target, and they will always be square to the target because when we set up and read the green, we know exactly where we want to aim, so we set up aiming to that spot. And now we use the top of the input to promote our club face staying perfectly square all the way through our stroke. So that slight inside back to that slight outside forward, and that's going to pretty much work with the movements of your body in the backswing and then promote not pushing or pulling your stroke at the end in the follow through.
So when we start talking about, you know, and I think what – explain the reasoning for back in and a little bit out. I mean, we hear – you know, we hear Tiger Woods opening and closing the door. We hear people talking about more straight back, straight through. You know, kind of give us the reasoning and maybe some of the Sam Putt Lab results that have proven that this might be the better stroke.
Sure. Actually, the reality of it is the PGA professionals, upwards of 80 to 90% of them are all using an inside-outside stroke.
Interesting.
It just so happens the inventor of the product was using an inside-outside stroke when he was developing the prototypes, and it wasn't until after he had the finished product that he realized that he wasn't the only one doing it.
So what do you think is the next evolution of this? I mean, you've got a great product here that is going to help us, and then, you know, we're always looking for the next innovation. What could be the next thing to look forward to? I mean, we're seeing all kinds of things from, you know, balls that have responsive data generation and things like that. What could be the next? What can we look for next from input?
Well, we're certainly very excited about people improving their game. We wouldn't be in this business if we didn't want to see people doing well. So where I see input going is just focusing on what allows us to train more efficiently, more effectively, to make the game a little bit more enjoyable. Because we all enjoy it, but we would certainly like it better if we were doing better. So what I see coming from input is a line of putting training aids or accessories or implements that will allow you to train maybe more places, possibly indoor. You know, when you want to train, you want to play golf, but the weather's not cooperating, maybe you can set up quickly and easily in your living room or your garage and practice away so you're not losing your edge.
So, Jason, you know, with all these Sam Putt Lab results that you guys went through, and you've got some great data out there, and again, it's www.inputgolf.com. If you want to check this out, what is the kind of the data show that people do the worst? I mean, obviously the input is going to try and correct a lot of the various problems that they have, but do people have more of a problem with the face angle at impact, the path of the putter, or where they're actually impacting the putts over and over again? I mean, those are probably and I guess the fourth thing might be the loft. I mean, I noticed yesterday they kept showing the worm cam on Tiger's putting, and when he was missing the shorter putts, it seemed like, and I've always seen this out of Rory too, is that it seemed like that when he was missing putts, the putter was coming back to the hitting zone maybe a little bit higher than it should. So what's the main thing that you see, maybe the one or two things that the data shows that people do wrong most of the time?
Face angle. The club face angle is almost always the culprit.
Interesting. And I'll
tell you that not only the Sam Putt Lab results, they support the consistency and accuracy improving significantly with the input, but after hundreds of demos and watching people use this, the number one issue is not maintaining face squareness at impact.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, so Jason, just kind of remind everybody again where they can get input and a little bit about the cost of the product, and then we'll take it from there.
All right. So www.inputgolf.com. It's going to have loads of information, how-to videos, testimonials, sand putt lab results, and it's also going to allow you to purchase your inputs. You'll find them on the website at $89.95. I just want to remind everybody that they are high-density polyethylene plastic that's 100% manufactured in the USA, CNC machined and hand-finished right in Pennsylvania. You got a very high-quality product. It's going to outlive you. Just don't throw it in the pond. It'll float. It won't float. I'm sorry.
I was like, yeah, bonus. All right.
You'll have to purchase another one.
There you go. All right. Well, Jason, man, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and we look forward to more out of Input as we go.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.